Synergy is a college preparatory and vocational school that offers students who graduate a high school diploma with the potential of earning an AA degree or vocational certifications in pre-med, technology, culinary, cosmetology, and more. Synergy Magnet is a proud partner of WCNO. Synergy School of Tomorrow accepts all state scholarships. For more information, check out synergymagnet.com or call 772-801-5522.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
Wars, the weather patterns, you know, all this stuff. It will be easy for one to become fearful. But I hear where the Lord says, let not your hearts be troubled. And, you know, when the Lord says that, there's a lot behind that. Someone can say that, but they can't comfort you. But when the Lord says it, there's a whole lot that backs that up. Amen? So I want to remind some of you tonight and instruct some of you in the hour in which we live to not allow your heart to be troubled as a child of God. Amen? So we're going to take a little, we're going to veer from our subject on real faith. And I want to talk to you tonight about what the Lord put in my spirit. I simply entitled this for the sake of our CDs and that I've simply entitled it Covered. Now, I want you to direct your faith into that and not just have it as a buzzword or a byword, but to really understand and embrace the reality that God has you covered. And not only that, he has everyone connected to you covered. Amen. All right, so we're going to delve into this subject as to what the scripture says, because that is our final authority. Amen. That is what we base everything upon. That is the foundation, the scriptures. The word of God, we believe. Amen? In Genesis, if you'll get me Genesis chapter 3, and let's look at verse 7 first. Genesis chapter 3, verse 7, after the fall of man, after man fell away from God, the word of God says in Genesis 3 and 7, and the eyes of them both were opened. And they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. Okay? They took upon themselves when their eyes opened and they became self-conscious. Conscious of self versus God-conscious. They saw nakedness. They were separated from God. No, they were no longer covered. And so immediately they did, you know, the first law of nature, self-preservation. So they sewed fig leaves to cover what God had once covered, what the presence of God had once covered. They now tried to cover what they were conscious of as being their nakedness, their separation from God. And so in verse 21 of Genesis chapter 3, before we go there, they sowed fig leaves, but in the process of God speaking the curse into the earth over the serpent and the curse that he made the man and the woman aware of, in the process of that, the word of God says that in verse 21, and unto Adam and to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothe them. Even in their fallen state, God was still seeking to redeem them. They had fallen, they disobeyed, but unlike man, God didn't just diss them. he yet sought, even in the garden, he looked for them as they were hiding from him. And so we see here that God made coats of skins and clothed them. So with that understanding, we have to understand that coats of skin mean that there had to be a sacrifice. In other words, God's standard, that there had to be the shedding of blood. All right? In order to be coats of skins, there had to be shedding of blood. So we see here God's first blood sacrificed covered Adam and Eve with animal blood versus fig leaves. Okay? The fig leaves were their own doing. The sacrifice of the animal blood was God's doing. This is what separates those that are covered from those that aren't covered. But they go to church. They say they know God, but it's a matter of who's doing the covering. Now, if you go with me to Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11, verse 12 through 14. Here we see another example of a fig tree. They covered themselves with fig leaves, and we see Jesus here encountering a fig tree. And it's interesting. Verse 12 says, "And on the morrow when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing a fig tree afar off having leaves, he came, if haply he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves. For the time of figs was not yet. And Jesus answered and said unto it, No man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it." It's interesting how that's phrased in verse 14. And Jesus answered and said. He was answering something. He was speaking to something. He was speaking to a principle here, actually, that had taken place in the Garden of Eden. And he cursed the fig tree. And if we go down to verse 20, "And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which you cursed is withered away." Now, he cursed the fig tree. I like to join those two together in the Garden of Eden and here, because what Adam and Eve had done of their own accord, Jesus made very plain here that the fig tree or the figs, the covering of the, whether it was just leaves, he said that would never, ever bear fruit. Ever. That would never be fruitful. That really is what we can equate today to religion, to people just doing church. Amen. Covering themselves. Amen. Not truly covered by God. So I want to bring us into a real deep and intimate understanding of what it really means to be covered when we're born again, okay? So his final sacrifice, God's final sacrifice covered you and me with the blood of his son. His first sacrifice covered Adam and Eve. His final sacrifice covered us. All right? Tell somebody I'm covered. We truly need to know what that means. Amen. No matter what you hear or see or how dark it gets in the world, you have to know that I'm covered. That God's got me. God's not left us vulnerable. God's not left us as a prey. You may feel like a sheep among wolves, but a sheep among wolves is helpless except he's got a shepherd. Except there's a shepherd. That shepherd can deal with them wolves. Amen? What's important, you see, when Adam and Eve fell, their conscience And this is what God's going to deal with us on, the conscience, where your conscience is. How, see, what happens is that many have allowed their conscience to be defiled. Now, understand me. You may not see it all together right now, but you will see it. It's going to be vitally important that your conscience is pure and not defiled. Any defiling of your conscience or that inner man, that imagination, that conscience, that memory, those reasonings, or even your affections, all that has to be purged. Otherwise, there are portals. Otherwise, there are entry points. Otherwise, the enemy can defile you. This is why it's going to be important to be covered. Because what's covered, the enemy can't touch it. He can only access that is of his seed. So we'll look at this later on in the same message, but the blood of Jesus will purge your conscience. Come on, I said it will purge. It'll take out the old leaven. All that stuff that ain't God, that we thought was God, but it was fig leaves. Come on, I'm telling you, see, God's got to get rid of the fig leaves. He's got to get rid of all the fig leaves, all the stuff, all the pretense, all the traditional religious stuff in order for you to truly be covered. Look at somebody telling them, I'm covered. God going to sanctify you, spirit, soul, and body. Amen. So that you can walk. Amen. 1,000 can fall at your right, 10,000 at your left, but it can't come nigh you. Amen. Look at somebody telling them, it's for real. We've been quoting Psalm 91 for a long time, but it's going to come real for real to some people. You're going to see it. You're going to experience it. Leviticus chapter 17. I want to walk you through this whole thing about blood. Leviticus 17 and verse 11. You know that book you never read. Verse 11 of Leviticus 17 says, for the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that makes an atonement for the soul. Now, I want you to see this in two parts. Not only does the blood, it's the blood that was shed that saves us, but it's the blood also that makes atonement for your soul. When we talk about the soul, here we go again, the soul, not the body, not the spirit, but the soul, the imaginations, the consciousness, the memory, the reasonings, the intellect, the affections, the soul realm. It's the blood that makes atonement for the soul. See, that's the part of us that's got to get right. That's the part of us that's got to get delivered. See, we're saved, but in order to truly be covered, in order for the devil to have no part there, your soul has got to be saved. And see, it's the blood that makes atonement for the soul. We have to rightly divide it. See, our soul is being saved. Our spirit man saved.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.